What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about immigration. We're talking about this whopper coming out of the White House that there are no secret midnight flights taking illegal aliens all across the country. There are videos of this happening. In fact, the latest one is by Laura Loomer, and she posted it Sunday. And it shows a line of Hispanic illegal alien males being dropped off in front of an extended stay hotel in Maitland, Florida. Meanwhile, video obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request shows a New York police sergeant in disbelief as he watches a secretive White House scheme in action. Now, the body cam footage was secured by Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino by the Freedom of Information Act and provided to the New York Post. And the recording shows conversations between Westchester Police Sergeant Michael Hamborski and various government contractors who coalesced at a small local airport before daybreak on August 13th of last year to transfer a shipment of Spanish-speaking migrants from a Boeing 737 to waiting buses. So, yeah, it's definitely happening. Down in Texas, they're asking a federal judge to end Biden's migrant airlift program. That Biden is insisting doesn't exist. And Biden's airlift program, which does not exist, has cost U.S. taxpayers $340 million in the last 9 months. Okay. Now, there was a big stink a while back where the TSA came on out and said, well, illegal immigrants could use their warrants as ID in order to get on planes and buses and trains, and then following the backlash, TSA kind of backed away from that. But up in the U.S. Senate, there is now a bill being introduced that would ban illegal immigrants from using arrest warrants to board planes. I think that's a good idea. Steve Daines is out there saying, arrest the illegal aliens using warrants as IDs at the U.S. airports. Because obviously somebody wants them arrested or they wouldn't have the warrant, would they? I think it's a really good idea. And I think we mentioned this once before, but it's worth repeating. The bias here is very, very obvious. There is this illegal immigrant accused in a hit-and-run death of a 19-year-old Texas woman, Adrienne Sophia Exum. And she was in North Houston. She got hit. She was driving a car, was hit by a pickup truck driven by Heriberto Fuerte Padilla. She was thrown from the car and died at the scene. Police said Fuerte Padilla was drunk at the time of the crash and tried to run away from the police following the accident. And in the closing days of the Trump administration, Fuerte Padilla, who was in the country illegally, was marked for deportation. But now, as the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement implement new Biden administration rules designed to reduce the number of deportations, Fuerte Padilla is no longer up for deportation. So be very careful when you're driving around North Houston. Okay. Little bit of good news. Up in Oregon, there was one of these many cases where this bakery refused to make a gay wedding cake because of their religious beliefs. And they were sued and ordered to pay $135,000. The Oregon Court of Appeals has now overturned that. And I think that's a really good idea because, I remember when I was young, you'd go into a place of business and there'd be a sign on the wall, we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. You know, and if you're a business owner and you're asked to do something you're not comfortable with. And this was all about trying to make a point, trying to push the liberal agenda. Because normally if I wanted a cake that, Save the Trees or something, and the baker's brother owned a lumber mill or something and said, I'm not going to make a cake for that. Okay, fine, I'll go find a different baker. That's the way normal adults would handle that problem. It wouldn't file a lawsuit here. There is a computer game called Crusader Kings. It is a 15th century simulation. And the woke crowd basically pressured the game developer to inject homosexual marriage into this 15th century simulation. And if you remember your history, homosexual marriage was something that really did not happen all that much in the 15th century. But it doesn't matter. We've got to get it in there. We've got to get everybody comfortable for the thing. And, you know, I don't have a problem with homosexual marriage. I really don't. I don't have a problem with gays. What I do have is a problem of it being forced onto us. Okay? And what I'm sensing is a great deal of insecurity, you know, where they're not really sure what they're doing is right unless they can convince everybody else what they're doing is right. Me, I'm kind of a live and let live person, okay? I just want our children to be allowed to grow up and discover their own sexuality without all this outside interference here. All right. Once again, the University of Pennsylvania is in the news. Recently, the National Collegiate Athletics Association sort of ducked the issue of transgenderism by saying it would be up to the governing bodies of the individual sports to determine whether transgenders could compete with biological women. This was all kicked up by this transgender swimmer, Leah Thomas, and the University of Pennsylvania is threatening to sue if the NCAA blocks Leah Thompson from competing in women's swimming championships. Now, Leah Thomas is a biological male, still has the plumbing, and this is very upsetting to the biological women that have to share that same locker room, because apparently he's just sort of swinging it all back and forth as he walks along, and he's just happy as all heck for that. Meanwhile, over in South Dakota, their legislature has passed Governor Kristi Noem's ban on boys competing in girls' sports. So good for them. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Bruce in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the men and women's sports. That reminds me of Andrew Dice Clay. Hey, for a chick, you're pretty well hung there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was something. The humor back then. But anyhow, you had a caller yesterday, and he called demanding that suggesting that we write or email the CDC asking for proof of COVID. Mm-hmm. And today on another network, there's 2 hours of, how can we, you can't prove that the virus exists. And, when you have something like that microscopic, and that it requires laboratories to discern one from another, as far as microbes, it's kind of like the moon.
These are viruses which are even smaller than microbes.
Yeah, yeah. And, but, I came down with it. It wasn't like the flu. It wasn't deadly, but, it was pretty bad. And a lot of other people have had it. It's been around the world. People have had this. Yeah. And so, it's like, be careful. Don't let yourself be suckered in, It's like the fake moon landing thing, It's like, prove to me that the moon landing happened is the thing. Well, there were 9 missions out of Earth orbit towards the moon. 9 Saturn V rockets were launched.
Yep.
Towards the moon. Every nation with the capability observed the rockets going there, coming back. Okay. And yet, all these astronauts, and you had the Russians soft landed a robotic vehicle on the moon,
Lunokhod,
and came back and brought, yeah, exactly. And so they blew up 3 N1 rockets comparable to the Saturn V, trying to beat the United States to the moon.
Yes,
and
they did.
So, yes, yeah, tragedy, too. Scores of people were killed in those explosions on the ground.
Including Korolev, who was their equivalent of von Braun. But this idea, the government is trying to dump all kinds of nonsense on the internet and the independent media to make us look silly and foolish. We had that whole flat earth thing that came and went, chemtrails, the fake moon landings, and now there really is no virus. And it's a repeating pattern, and people are beginning to pick up on it.
Okay. That's all I had. It's just annoying, you know,
it's yes, it
probably
is.
More dangerous than that. But yeah, personally, it's just, you know, like, you know, good Lord. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for taking the call.
All right. Thank you very much. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And let's see, down in Georgia, there was this new chair of a school board who came on out with this comment saying white people are socialized racist and it's time to put an end to anti-black capitalism. And Georgia Republicans are now calling for an investigation because, again, this wokeness agenda in our schools. I think, you know, I'm old-fashioned. I'll admit it. I'm an old guy. I think schools should be teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, math, science, engineering, the arts, you know, things that people can use to contribute to society and not just indoctrination of whatever the current political thought is here. Speaking of reading, writing, and arithmetic, at Boston University, students are no longer being graded on their writing. And this is... they're calling it the ungrading movement, you know, which to me sounds like a participation trophy. You know, you can go on out there and just drop the ball. You still get to take a trophy home here. And I know that schools aren't even teaching cursive writing anymore, which in the age of the computer probably is you know, not all that necessary here. Let's see. Over in San Francisco, there is a whistleblower has come forward accusing San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who is backed by George Soros, of withholding evidence in a case involving a police officer's use of unnecessary force against a civilian. And this is clearly an effort to convict the police officer of excessive force by hiding exculpatory information. Okay. And, yeah, it's really, really terrible. Okay, we have another caller on the line, Ed in Iowa. Hello, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you, Michael?
Biodegradable.
Hi. I have something that I really shouldn't have to tell people, really.
Okay.
You know, people should be able to do their homework and figure this one out. It's not that complicated, really. The issue between Russia and Ukraine is a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine has always been a part of Russia.
Yeah.
Just because it has a different name than Russia, it doesn't mean anything. It just means it's a state of Russia, just like we have states of the United States. But it's always been Russian, and most all the people in Ukraine are Russian. So Putin is smarter than you think he is, a whole lot smarter, and he knows that Donald Trump is going to be the next president, obviously, and he wants to stay in good with the United States because of that, because he doesn't want to get any more problems with the United States. As a matter of fact, he wants to become an ally with the United States.
Well, so that's the funny thing. Following the collapse of the Soviet Union, the Russia and the United States were moving close together, and there was trade going on and, you know, a cultural exchange.
Right.
And then Putin took control of the central bank, and all of a sudden he became the number one bad guy again.
Well, that was because of things that you probably don't even know about. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in Europe that we don't know about, things that has to be done, but we'll never find out what the reasons were. But the point I'm making is Ukraine is full of globalists. And what Putin wants to do, he's not going in to fight against the Ukrainians. As you've heard, the Ukrainians, even the leaders of Ukraine, they're not worried. They're not worried at all about what's happening with Russia, because they know they're kin with them.
Yeah.
So what they're doing, what Russia's doing is preparing to go in, and probably since we're now sending our military over there, the military that we're sending are probably going to work with the Russians to take out those globalist cabal that has taken over Ukraine.
Seriously doubt that. I mean, I seriously doubt that. I think one of the things that's driving NATO and the U.S. to bring down Russia is that Russia and China are the main impediments to establishing a global new world order.
Yeah, but Russia is not a communist country like China, and they do not operate government the same way as China. Now, the only thing I will say is that the Russian government sometimes acts like a chameleon with China to make China think that they're all with them, you know, when in fact, it's not the way it is, because I believe truthfully that all the leaders of Russia hate the Chinese, and they do not want them to take over anything because it will take away from them. So all they are doing is playing a game with them. China and Red China and Red, Korea, North Korea, those two countries
are... Ed, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Yeah, how old are you?
Yeah. I am 69, last birthday.
Okay, same age that I am. And the reason I ask is because the picture you're painting of U.S.-Russia-China relations was something that was sort of taken for granted back in the 1970s. And I don't think you're as up to date as you'd like to think you are.
Well, that was who was that was in office was Nixon, right?
Then Ford,
they all had the idea that if you let China, if we trade with China and we do this for China and we do that for China, that they will be a good partner in the world. But that never transpired, and never was going to, and they should have known it wouldn't, because you can't play that game with a communist regime. It doesn't work, period. So because Russia is not a communist regime anymore, that all went away. They're not going to play games and involve themselves in any kind of activity to support China. They may say to China that they're going to, and they may pretend to do it, but they're not going to do it. I believe sincerely that Russia wants to be stay an ally of the United States, because they know damn well that if when Donald Trump gets back in there, he's going to put some hellacious tariffs on them, and it's going to harm their oil. And he doesn't want that. He wants to make sure that he's allied with the United States. So I think the troops that are going over there are going to get a different message when they get there than what Biden told them when they went there. The generals that are going, I'm sure, are going to be the generals that are the real generals, not the fake ones. And they're going to go over there and help Russia clean house in the state of Ukraine. And once they clean it up, they'll just leave and leave Ukraine to do their own thing. See?
I'm afraid history is against you on that last one here. And
I don't know.
You know, you're seeing the world as it was a long time ago. But, you know, nations and change, governments change, people change. And right now, both Russia and China are joined at the hip by their concern of this overreaching, over-aggressive United States. And, you know, war makes restraint bedfellows.
I agree right now, because Biden's in there. Yes, but Biden being in there gives Russia a one-upsman on the whole deal, because the only thing is that Biden is still trying to tell us, and the media is telling us, that Russia is an enemy of the United States, when in fact they're not. If they were an enemy of the United States, they would have already attacked us.
Well, no, they wouldn't, because, you know, mutually assured destruction. Anyway, Ed, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure. Just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's
Hi,
on
Mike.
You?
Hi.
Well,
I'm thinking that maybe Ed needs the new book, Red-Handed, by that Schweitzer guy.
Yes.
He's talking about that this morning. The 20 of our congressmen have very intimate ties with China.
Mm-hmm.
We
know the Biden family is tied in with China. And, it's almost like the leaders of all these countries are sort of becoming a nation unto themselves and forming an uber government. Where they do business
right.
with each other, and the actual nations and the people in them are just pieces on the chessboard.
It's no wonder we're not getting anywhere with anybody. Also, I was surprised to hear that our Republicans are not allowed to use the meeting rooms in the Washington.
Yeah, you know, I heard that too.
When are they gonna fight about that? They don't fight in them. They just go okay. We'll just do Zoom meetings. They're saying, hey, you know, we're entitled to use these meeting rooms too.
Yeah, they are. You know, we need to find some Republicans with some spine to them.
Exactly. Exactly. That's part of our whole problem here. Somebody who'll stand up. And they just backed down.
I think that may be why there were so many Republicans who were against Donald Trump, is he made them look bad. You know, because
exactly.
Trump,
that's
for all of his failings, at least he's got backbone.
That's right. That's true. Okay, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you've got it. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Well, Chuck Schumer's... we do have another caller here. Mike in Washington State. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I've been watching the trucker convoy on YouTube. I just wanted to call and get this out to everybody who listens to your audience to go on to YouTube and to type in, you know, trucker convoy, or one of the guys' name is Travel Fund 69. There's another guy called Portland Andy. Portland Andy actually has like an entire command center of different feeds from Facebook set up. He's got about five of them going. But the reason why I'm watching is because I can prove to myself that this is a peaceful and justified protest. Because, you know, the mainstream, at every turn, you know, now there's they're talking about Russian information and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, as I've said from the beginning, if I looked outside my window and I saw the meat wagon coming and they were taking my neighbor away, I'd be like, okay, cool. We need to take this serious. But that hasn't happened. And even with these statistics that are coming out now, as far as Omicron goes, why not? I mean, like, I know it sounds bad, but why not just let everybody get it? We'd be done. We shouldn't even have
any restrictions. There are health experts saying the symptoms are so mild, just get Omicron, get over it, and you've got immunity that's going to last far, far longer than any immunity that the shots may provide, which they're not providing much of any at all. And so, you know, and they're already out there saying that there's a second version of Omicron that's making the rounds, and it's even more infectious.
I know.
They're out there, booga, booga, be afraid, because long as you're afraid, you can't think, because if you stop being afraid and start thinking, then the government's in really big trouble.
But here's the thing. I think that's awesome, Mike. I think it's great, because I look at it as Omicron's ugly, a little less ugly cousin. You know, she's a little bit more easy, but, you know, she's not as easy on the eyes, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, yes.
But, no, I think it's absolutely a shame that Trudeau will not meet with these guys. Because if that was me, I'm the kind of person, whenever somebody says they're not going to do something, I'm going to do whatever it takes twice as hard. So if I'm those truckers and I'm sitting there and they say, okay, cool, he's not going to meet with us, I would stay there for a year if it takes.
I've heard you say that.
Yeah. And the whole thing is that, like, why won't you meet with them? They work for you. Like, all of these people who are out there protesting, Justin Trudeau gets paid by them. I don't understand why he won't meet with them. But instead he took
a
knee with Black Lives Matter.
No, he's a coward.
Well, he is a coward.
Yeah.
He is. But he took a knee with Black Lives Matter whenever they ripped down statues of the first Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah.
And in Toronto, and, you know, they lit the whole city on fire, and that was okay. I don't understand the thought process of this guy. And he can't be looked upon as a competent leader on the world stage, especially whenever a group of truckers come into your city, hijack your city, and you don't even go ahead and give them the time of day. It's insanity.
Okay, Mike, I'm sorry. We got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Laura hit it on the head. I mean, this Republican Party's worthless. It's useless, with the exception of, a half a handful of them. And particularly the best one I think we got, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think they're all just absolutely, there's no reason even, I hate to say it, but support them for what? They don't oppose anything. Like Farron Shoaf says, they're the party of surrender, and that's exactly what they are. And
I wonder how many of them went down to Jeff Epstein's island.
Yeah, there you go. They're good at vacations and the benefits, so to speak.
Yes.
But, they're not doing anything. They don't can't really say much because they never oppose any of these Biden bills, very rarely, speaking of
those
bills.
Well, they may be opposing the Biden bills, but the corporate media is not going to report on it.
Well, that's true, too. But, they're not, well, I'll just put it like this. Marjorie Taylor Greene's put up how many bills trying to impeach this fool, Brandon, and, Trump, they were doing it every 90 days just about. It seemed like they had some kind of new impeachment or they were threatening to file some kind of complaint or charge or whatever. And, and every one of the Democrats get in on it. I mean, you got to fight with your own party when you want to impeach this idiot. I mean, it should be automatic. It should be mandatory. And this Republican Party, you know, they even all the way up to, well, Romney, what's her name, who's McDaniels or whatever the hell she is. Now she's in control of it, but they never get any better, you know. And they've steadily gotten worse. They were never much to rave about anyways. But I wanted to add, too, now, I don't know who reported it, but I heard it somewhere. I don't know if it was just somebody going through the budget or maybe someone like Project Veritas. I think it might have been Project Veritas. They said that they went through the budget where they added all this money for COVID spending, and that's why I thought you might know about this, where they added all this money for COVID spending, and that's where they're using the money to fly the illegals around.
Yeah.
And also, they're pouring it into the green energy project that's, you know, going to put us back in the Stone Age at our, you know, who knows what kind of cost to future generations and to, you know, the budgets of the future. But are you aware of that, Michael, or am I off base on that?
I heard several reports on that. And as we mentioned earlier regarding that bridge in Pennsylvania, the politicians will cut themselves out a big chunk of money, and they'll tell you it's for, like, you know, saving fluffy puppy dogs, and then they'll go and they'll spend it on something else entirely.
Yeah, and then, you know, another thing is all this money floating around, but we still have, you know, we have no reliable energy production here. I mean, this energy goes out, it's still, even in many of these states, it'll be out a week, 2 weeks, whatever. I mean, we've done nothing for infrastructure.
Well, even the new recently passed infrastructure bill, very little of that money actually goes to the infrastructure. A lot of it is going off to what Biden wants to call human infrastructure, which is more liberal social programs.
Yeah, and then, you know, you would think if they were so crazy about this Green Deal that they'd have this electricity and these, you know, these power plants really up and really booming before they tried any catastrophic nonsense like that, as we saw last winter in Texas.
Yeah, and they're worried this storm that's coming through now is going to do the same thing down in Texas again.
Well, hopefully we'll keep, and I agree with you 100%, the Gandhi, the peaceful, it works.
Yeah.
You know, war doesn't work, infighting doesn't work, civil wars don't work, none of this other stuff has ever worked. And, you know, I'm not anxious for us to go turn it over from one clan to the next, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would like us to have something solid that we've known years in the past, a Supreme Court we could rely on. You know, thank God for that judge in Oregon. I mean, somebody over there got some sense in this guy's head. You know, I mean, of course not. When do I have to be a slave, no matter what I own or what my business is? What makes me a slave to you? I mean, you come into my business at my leisure.
Yes.
But, with that, Michael, I'll let you go. Have a great show. Great to hear you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, this has not been a good time for Chuck Schumer. His leadership in the Senate has hit quite a few bumps there. He was unable to pass two of Biden's key agenda items, the Build Back Better bill and the voter reform package. And part of the reason is because both the Build Back Better bill and the voter reform package had serious flaws. For one thing, the voter reform package was actually a thinly disguised attempt to legalize vote rigging in this country. And as for the Build Back Better bill, it was simply too expensive for the ordinary American taxpayer to tolerate. So now Chuck Schumer is moving on to one of the left's favorite pet projects, which is gun control. We're going to get the guns here. And Schumer is trying to basically get a $1.5 billion for gun control. And again, gun control historically has never worked to reduce crime. It only affects the law-abiding citizen. And it really is a disaster. And if you go to my RKBA page, which is linked up in that little gray box at the top of the page, you'll see all these surveys and research and, you know, various police agencies who've studied the problem and said disarming law-abiding citizens is not the answer. Anyway, up in New York City, Mayor Adams has announced his blueprint to end gun violence, which he has declared to be a public health crisis. And yeah, the public health is affected by the gun violence out there. The mayor's plan includes checkpoints that are reminiscent of Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany in places where people enter the city. In other words, just like today when you go through the airport and you go through the metal detector to make sure you're not carrying a gun, Adams wants metal detectors so that if you're coming in to the city, they can make sure that you don't have a gun, assuming that it's not made entirely out of ceramics and plastic. But basically, what he wants to do is export New York's gun laws to the entire country. The only problem being that New York's gun laws have been a complete and utter failure. Now, out in Los Angeles, there is this police captain who is now out there saying that because of the Democrats' hypocrisy on gun rights, the criminals are now better armed than the law-abiding citizens, because the law-abiding citizens are buying the guns they're allowed to have under the current gun laws. The criminals are under no such restrictions, so they are getting, you know, much more potent and dangerous weapons. And so he's sounding the alarm about that one. Meanwhile, this has been brewing for a while. The ATF is now admitting they have built a secret database of nearly 1 billion gun records. And what always precedes a gun confiscation historically? A registry, okay? And a registry of guns and gun owners is a tool that the federal government, the Department of Justice, and the ATF have had on their wish list for decades now. And technically, there is a law against it. And the ATF is forbidden explicitly from keeping a searchable database by law. And Gun Owners of America announced that the ATF has, in fact, been building this illegal and unconstitutional database. And the ATF has nearly 1 billion records of firearms purchases. 850 million of those records have already been digitized and converted. And the records contain all kinds of personal information on gun owners. That's obviously the gun you purchased, includes the name, address, place of birth. Social security numbers are found on these records, which means that if, you know, hackers break into that, they're going to have a gold mine of social security numbers with which to rip off the law-abiding citizens. Now, there's a lot of talk about spying. The NSO spyware out of Israel and so forth. And apparently Americans who are meeting with their congressmen and women are getting attention from the Capitol Police that even Congress did not know about. The Capitol Police set up a unit. It's supposed to protect Congress, and it is stepping up its scrutiny of members of Congress' activities, to the point where social media accounts of those meeting with their elected representatives are being scoured for information far removed from the actual event. And this is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. These are warrantless searches. They're fishing expeditions. And the Capitol Police are saying, oh, this is definitely justified. You know, we have to, you know, protect Congress by spying on it. Remember a while back when there was this big scandal where Congress computers were being hacked by, I think it was the NSA, during a time when Congress was investigating the NSA. All right, getting into some other news. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has updated information indicating about 90% of the U.S. air fleet is approved for flights during the rollout of 5G. They have found some problems with the 747S and the 777S that are subject to 5G interference, and the agency has issued safety directives for both planes. Now, my issue here is the FCC, because the FCC is tasked with managing the radio bandwidth. and you have these frequencies for AM radio, these frequencies for public use, these for FM, cordless telephones, cell phones, and so forth and so on. And I'm wondering why, when 5G was being set up, that the FCC didn't step forward and say, well, some of these frequencies you want to use are the same frequencies used by radar altimeters on aircraft, because this is not a surprise to the FCC. Radars of any kind have to be licensed and monitored. And so the FCC knows where these radar altimeters are and what frequencies they are operating on. So somebody somewhere definitely dropped the ball on that one. Okay. Now then, there is this SpaceX rocket. There's a lot of them actually out there. And this one launched almost 7 years ago. They have been tracking it, and it is now expected to hit the moon at the beginning of March. And this Falcon 9 booster has been floating around in a somewhat chaotic orbit ever since Elon Musk's company launched its first deep space mission by sending a space weather satellite on a million-mile trek back in 2015. And after completing a long burn to reach a transfer orbit, the rocket's second stage became obsolete as the Deep Space Climate Observatory began its journey to a Sun-Earth Lagrange point. So that is out there. They're saying it's going to hit the moon sometime in March, and hopefully we'll have an updated time and location of impact so that you can watch it with your backyard telescopes here. And there's a lot of stuff out there. There's one asteroid that's being tracked by the Near Earth Object Observatory System, and they're beginning to suspect it might be one of the S-4B rockets, the third stage of the Saturn V that took the Apollo to the moon, because some of them crashed into the moon, but some of them, I think, I think it was the Apollo 13 one that is still out there. Boy, talk about being able to go out and bring back a museum piece there. And getting to Mars, my second favorite planet, they're now beginning to confirm that there is, in fact, liquid water beneath the Martian South Polar Cap. And it's long been thought that the polar caps were mostly carbon dioxide. Now they're beginning to realize that, yes, there is a lot of water ice in there. There is this one crater near the South Polar Cap. It's in perpetual shadow, and it is thought to be filled with a huge chunk of water ice, which would be very convenient for a Martian colony to tap into. But I remember one of the earlier rovers, I think Pathfinder, actually imaged liquid water on the surface of Mars. Now, it's not going to be water you'd want to drink, because in order to remain liquid at those temperatures and pressures, it's going to be very brackish, very salty, and would have to be distilled to get usable water out of there. But again, another sign that Mars is a little bit more habitable than originally thought. Now, the James Webb Space Telescope is now at its new home at the Lagrange Point number 2, and a robotic telescope has caught a faint image of the telescope in its final location about 1 million miles from Earth. And the image comes from the Virtual Telescope Project 2.0. This is an astronomical program that provides real-time observations of space with remotely controlled telescopes. I remember the very first virtual telescope project, and that was a lot of fun. And anyway, this telescope used a 300-second exposure showing the web at Lagrange 2, and it was taken by a 17-inch telescope that operates near Rome, Italy. So we definitely know it's out there. And it's in that very stable orbit, so it's not going to need a lot of fuel to move around. And they're now saying this thing could easily last about 20 years. And it's certainly too far away for a human mission to repair. But plans are apparently being made to have a robot repair system ready to go should something happen to the James Webb Telescope. Okay, now we all remember Professor Stephen Hawking. And a very brilliant man, overcame tremendous hardships. And back in 1974, he theorized that black holes are not really black, but emit thermal radiation, which has since been named Hawking radiation. And Hawking's prediction basically upset physics because it implied black holes cannot last forever and that over enough time, they simply evaporate into nothingness. And now they've had two black holes colliding, and the data collected from that seems to prove that Hawking radiation is a very, very real thing. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We still have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be back after these.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, hi. I just heard the comment about the Hawking radiation, and that would be entirely consistent with the second law of thermodynamics.
Yes, it would be.
And it would also be an argument against the, what do you call it, the Big Bang Theory.
Yes, which is a theory I don't agree with, by the way.
Well, yeah, I knew that. That's why I mentioned it.
Oh, I'm but, notorious now. What can I tell you?
But anyway, that was my comment. And right, well, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for the added information. And getting on back to the news here. Last month, Tonga was hit by this powerful underwater volcanic eruption and a tsunami. Last Thursday, they had an aftershock that measured 6.2. And so they're still rocking and rolling out there. And when you have a big quake, you know, it's pretty much a given. You will have aftershocks. I remember when Claire and I were living in North Hollywood, we went through the Northridge earthquake. And we were getting a lot of aftershocks after that one here. There is a new technology out there. It's already being marketed here in the United States. And it basically applies genetic tests to predict the risk of complex diseases in embryos created through in vitro fertilization. That's where they take the egg and the sperm and they mix them together in a test tube to create an ovum to be reimplanted in the mother. And during that process, they're running these genetic tests on the ovum. And experts are raising concerns, first of all, that these tests may not be fully proven yet, but they're being rushed to market. And they're raising ethical questions about, you know, what happens when prospective parents want to select for certain traits. And the ovums that are being created don't match up with expectations, that they're just destroyed and disposed of. So there were some representatives from the European Society of Human Genetics writing in the European Journal of Human Genetics. They stress there's currently no evidence that the technique called polygenic risk score analysis can predict the likelihood of an as yet unborn children being at risk of diseases such as schizophrenia, type 2 diabetes, or breast cancer in later life. The geneticists also called for a societal debate on the future application of such tests as selecting for traits like height or intelligence. And really. Meanwhile, we're pretty much at the end of the show. Six people living near the Fukushima power plant have come down with cancer. They are now suing the company behind the Fukushima disaster, the TEPCO. So they're going to be taking care of that. All righty, we are at the end of the show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And I don't know who is taking the microphone tonight. Mike is going to share that information with me right now. It's Dr. Kelly and James Vancouver, or James from Vancouver. And please go out to your social media everywhere you can and post links to Republic Broadcasting, post links to whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. Thank you to those of you who already have. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.